Well, there's nothing better than when a local community organization joins forces with a local individual. And that's what we're talking about today on Rochester Speaks. I am John Gehring, joined today by Amer Armbruster, who is an 18-year-old from Honeoye Falls, Lima, and also Mike Riddell, who is the education coordinator over at EPI. And we're talking about epilepsy and something that many struggle with. These numbers are staggering that we'll get into here in a little bit. But first, I know you'll be inspired, as I was, by Amer's story. So Amer, could you tell your story and where you are today?
I had my first seizure when I was 13 or 14, and I was diagnosed with epilepsy shortly after. And it took a few years to figure out all the medication and stabilize my condition. And I kind of lost some time there, lost a few years of my life, you could say. And eventually we started to figure it all out, and I was able to go back to doing some of the things that I had been told I wouldn't be able to do. Like, at first I was told I wouldn't be able to drive, but once we figured it out, I'm now able to drive. I mean, this race that we organized, that I partnered with Epilepsy or EPI, it kind of came from, I'm a big runner, and I wanted to go from like wallowing in self-pity to turning it into something positive and helping people with epilepsy. And this race has raised $130,000 in the first 2 years, and we had over 350 runners come out, and it's been really great.
You're a senior in high school right now, so some of those years that you talked about losing because of epilepsy, and you're a big time athlete at HFL as well. And we know those are some of the most really cherished years of our lives. So could you talk a little bit about what it meant to you, again, to turn that negative into a positive and now do such good work?
Yeah. So when I first got on the medication, it kind of messed with my head a little, and I, my grades kind of dropped, and I went from being an A plus student all across the board, and some of my grades then kind of dropped a little, and it was really frustrating until we got the medication back on, and now they've gone up, but I'm still not in quite the same place. I've had great support from my friends and family. They've been really helpful with all the stuff. They've been very understanding, and sports, they were super important to me, but where I used to be like really competitive, now with epilepsy and the meds and all that, it kind of hurt that, and I'm not quite as competitive as I used to be.
We're also joined here by Mike Riddell, too, the education coordinator over at EPI. And Mike, Amer's story is not just unique to Amer. It's very powerful, but these statistics about epilepsy are absolutely staggering. Why is this disease such something that people don't know as much about as they should?
Yeah, well, epilepsy can affect, the very young and the very old, but it can be developed at any time during someone's life. Even with the help of like treatments like medication or devices, surgery, possibly, or even sometimes diets, it can pretty significantly limit people's activities, whether it's in school, employment, even, just regular participation in life. A lot of times people don't realize how prevalent epilepsy is. There's about 3.4 million Americans that have the diagnosis of epilepsy. And that breaks down to about one in every 26 individuals will be diagnosed with epilepsy at some point in their life. So at EPI, we try to, provide some supports and services to individuals, children and adults alike, in upstate New York, that they can kind of help them climb over those barriers presented by the disorder of epilepsy.
And of those thousands of individuals that you've helped deal with epilepsy, it's amazing to consider that how many people suffer from this, and that oftentimes we as the public may not even realize what's going on. What is the key to increased awareness when it comes to epilepsy?
I think a big part of it is doing what we're doing right now, is talking about it, and getting the word out about epilepsy. It's often misunderstood and carries a big stigma. But there's a lot of people in our history who have had epilepsy who have done some really great stuff. You know, people from Vincent van Gogh to Michelangelo, Agatha Christie, the mystery writer, Tiki wow. and Rondé Barber. You know, a lot of people recognize those names and they've done some really great stuff with epilepsy that, you know, and people like Amr, you know, going through being diagnosed as a teenager and then, you know, staying positive, keeping that glass half full and being able to give back to specifically our agency and helping organize a run like he has and being honorary chair at the Chuckle Ball. It's just really commendable. And you know, he's one of our epilepsy heroes, you know, he's doing some really great stuff and ultimately affecting the lives of a lot of people who have the disorder of epilepsy.
For sure. And Amr, that's another good question for you. Who do you look up to? Is there individuals in particular who have gone before you with epilepsy that serve as motivation for you to do such great things as well?
Because of the race and all the stuff I've done with EPI, I've met a lot of other people that also have epilepsy or just have other issues. And I've gotten to talk with them and learned from their experiences. And I'm pretty lucky that I have all these people to support me, and I have pretty stabilized condition, and I'm not having seizures every single day. But I know there are people that have all these issues all the time. And it's almost more inspiring to think about them and how they're dealing with it compared to how I am. And I mean, they're the real heroes in this situation.
And Mike, then this relationship here with Amr came about with EPI. And could you talk about when he came onto the scene here and what he's meant to EPI and your partnership?
When Amr came to EPI, you know, he was longing for some support. And, you know, at EPI, we give that support in the form of support groups, you know, advocacy efforts. You know, we do have some individual and family consultations that we help families, you know, deal with the barriers, like I talked about earlier, in the assistance of medication, you know, even just trying to find a neurologist, a doctor who can support, you know, the patient's needs. You know, we have a couple different really unique programs at EPI to help not only children, but adults with epilepsy. We have a sleepaway camp for kids and young adults who have epilepsy that they get to come and meet other kids or young adults who are affected by the same kind of condition. They might have different types of seizures and their seizure control might be a little different. You know, we support some kids who, like Amr, has been, you know, seizure free for a while, but we have other kids who come to camp and have hundreds of seizures, you know, so it depends on where in the brain the seizures are coming from, what type of seizures they have. And a lot of times it's, you know, people rely on the support from others to get through or go, come up, climb over that hump. And they realize that they're not alone. And oftentimes we go out to schools and do epilepsy education to teachers, faculty, and staff. You know, they need that information so that if and when someone has a seizure in the classroom setting, you know, they know what to do. We have lots of support, and Amr's been there, you know, just the last few years and done some really great stuff for us, and we really appreciate all of his efforts.
And all of this is what EPI does is made possible by great fundraising events, the biggest of which is the Chocolate Ball, which is coming up here on April 27th. This is the 38th annual Chocolate Ball event, which you guys have been doing this longer almost than Amr and I have been alive combined. So, Mike, could you talk a little bit about the evolution of this event and how it's been such a huge deal for EPI?
Yeah, this is our largest fundraiser of the year. And it's like you said, the 38th annual Chuckle Ball. This year, it's the 27th of April, and it's from 5:30 to 11 o'clock that night. And it's this year we're having it at the Joseph A. Floriano Rochester Riverside Convention Center. And it's a black tie optional event. And the guests come and they taste these chocolate creations that local pastry chefs have made. And it's all having to do with a theme. This year it's Galaxy Gala. And it's kind of like an outer space theme. And the cakes are just amazing. And later on in the ball or during the gala, they're auctioned off to raise money for epilepsy support services. We do a silent auction area. There's a really awesome meal that we have. And we do a cash call, which is raising money specifically for our camp. And then we go into dancing and, you know, having a great night that night. But we have had it for several years, and it's we really depend on the funds that are raised through this gala to support our programs and services at EPI.
And Amira, as the honorary chair of this year's event, what is your role?
Well, I didn't realize there was going to be dancing, so I'm excited to get there and bust a move. But my role is I'm there to give a speech and kind of share my story, as well as they're going to play a video that was made to kind of put everything together. And then it's going to be a lot of fun because a lot of my friends are coming to kind of share this experience with me. And it's great that I get to give a speech to all these people and inspire them to support EPI.
And your story is inspirational. How do you hope that inspires others who may be going through the same thing or have gone through the same thing, but are not as far along in the process as you are of giving back to the epilepsy community?
I think it's great that they can kind of say, well, I'm in a similar situation or maybe even worse right now, but he got out of it, or not out of it, but he is in a stable condition. So maybe I can be in that same place soon, whether it's a week from now or a year from now or whatever. It just kind of gives them something to look forward to and know that it should work out in the end.
And what would you also say to the family members, the friends, all of those in the lives of those supporting those who are going through epilepsy? How would you encourage them to support individuals like yourself?
Well, I think just to always like kind of keep it in the back of your mind that you may need to help them. But for the most part, I would just say what's been the best is to treat me like a normal person, not make it a huge deal and be super worried all the time. But it's been great that my friends have just treated me the same as they always have. And my family has been amazing about it. And I would say that's the same thing for all families, is they should be as supportive as they can and try and help the person with whatever they need or are limited by epilepsy.
So if you're the public inspired by this story, Mike Amer, how do we get involved with this event coming up on the 27th, and where do we find tickets?
The tickets are still available. It's at the end of the month, the 27th, but we still have some spots available if people want to come and participate in the ball and be able to contribute to some of the support services that we have. Our website is epiny.org. And on that website, there is a chocolate ball page you can go right to and purchase tickets. So we have, I'm really looking forward to this year's event, and Amr's going to be there and being the honorary chair for us. So it's exciting for everybody, not only people who have epilepsy, but the families that Amr was talking about that support people who have the disorder of epilepsy.
That's epiny.org for tickets. This year's 38th annual EPI Chocolate Ball, and it's going to be quite the event coming up on the 27th. And if you head on out, you may get the chance to meet Amer and hear his story firsthand. So again, thank you so much, Amer Armbruster, for joining us, as well as Mike Riddell from EPI. You guys are awesome, and looking forward to the event on the 27th.
Thanks so much.